you ever see people pile that?
No, I never have.
Uh-huh. And talking about how much wheat you raised, you might say we raised 40, what, of wheat to an acre?
Bushels.
Excuse me?
Bushels.
Uh-huh. And what do you have to do with those to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Can't think of the word.
Okay. And if you were going to get rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you...
Clear the land.
Okay. And you say, that glass fell off the sink and...
Broke.
So somebody has...
Broken it.
But I didn't mean to...
Break it.
Okay. And something that people eat for breakfast is made out of corn, it's ground up.
Cornbread.
Well, it's made out of... It's corn that's ground up fine. You eat it along with eggs.
Hominy? Grits.
Okay. What's the difference between hominy and grits?
I don't think there is any difference, unless people apply hominy to the larger grained
mm-hmm.
product and grits to the finer.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the same thing.
Which would you call the larger grain?
Hominy.
Mm-hmm. And something that's white, it's made from a grain that grows down in wet places, maybe in Louisiana.
Rice.
So, okay. And say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you might say we'll have to do it, or you might say...
We must do it.
Or instead of saying we, you'd say...
You and I.
Okay. And if you're talking about some man in yourself, you'd say...
He and I.
And you say, well, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants...
Just you, I mean, he wants someone else.
Or he wants, meaning he wants...
He wants her?
Well, would you say he wants all two of us or both?
Both of us. Both of us.
Okay.
He wants both of us.
And if you knock at the door and people ask who's there and they recognize your voice, instead of calling out your name, you might say it's...
It's I.
Okay. And if it was a man, you'd say it's...
He.
And if a woman...
It's she.
And two people?
It is they.
Okay. You'd never say it's them, would you?
Probably sometimes.
Okay.
Especially, well, if you're speaking to certain people, you would.
Who would you say?
Them.
Uh-huh.
If you knew someone who would be shocked by they.
Uh-huh.
It is they.
You mean, well, among your friends, you'd say it's...
It's they.
It's they.
Mm-hmm.
And... Talking about how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall.
As I.
Or I'm not as tall.
As he.
Okay, and he can do that better.
Than I.
And if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
Mine.
Or if it belongs to me, you'd say it's...
Yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
Ours.
And if it belongs to them, it's...
Theirs.
And to him.
His.
And to her.
Hers.
And say if some people had been over to visit you and they were fixing to leave, you'd say to them, well, I hope...
You come back.
Okay. Would you say you if you're talking to a whole group of people?
I might say you all.
Okay. And if you were asking them about their coats, you know, all of them about their coats, you'd say, well, where are...
Your coats.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say you all's coats? Or?
No.
Okay. What if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you were asking about the people that had gone, you'd say, well...
Who was there?
Okay. Would you ever say who all was there?
Not likely.
Okay. What about if there was a group of children that